Hi, I'm Jackie Curtis. I'm also a resident of Belfast. The initial headlines were eye-catching. They told of a forward-looking Norwegian company that might invest upwards to $500 million to augment Belfast's tax base. The concept was alluring, and the city officials seemed to leap on the opportunity by providing nearly $250,000 for a preliminary site work. In addition to paying for test wells, the council appears poised to pass a zoning change that would place the world's largest farm-raised salmon facility in the heart of a residential zone. A pristine tract that follows the Little River to Penobscot Bay and includes woodland that is home to many deer and other wildlife. We live on Perkins Road in a house built over 100 years ago by my husband Randy's great-great-uncle. The homestead was christened by his mother and displays a sign almost a farm. The south side of the property faces the proposed salmon facility. The neighborhood boys and Randy considered this area their playground. They spent many hours along the river and surrounding woods exploring, swimming, and in the winter skating. It was their four-season recreational area and a great place to learn about the outdoors. In recent years, we are delighted with the addition of the formalized trail along the river and rejoice that literally thousands of people have enjoyed the beauty and quietude. The location remains virtually the same as it was 50-plus years ago. Part of the unique character of the site is that a woodland experience can be enjoyed less than 2 miles from the center of town. Rezoning this area for industrial use permanently marginalizes this opportunity. The trail may remain open, but the proximity of a bustling industrial site with buildings and pavement will negatively impact nature's beauty. We ask you to carefully consider the impact of your decision on thousands of people today and for future generations. Some industry in Belfast has proven to be very beneficial to the town and its citizens. However, Belfast has some history which we must not forget. Many residents, tourists, and local travelers can remember back 50 years or so the view of the harbor while crossing the bridge. At low tide, the water flowed red from the blood and waste products discharged in the bay. Also at Randy's home, the water supply was impacted by industry needs. During the week when chickens were processed, the water supply for the home came from the local reservoir. They were able to receive the good water on weekends when the plant was closed. In closing, we urge you to slow this process down. Representative government only works when the general populace has trust that the elected officials will study issues, promote transparency, and vote in a manner that is in the best interest for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.